Today is September 13th, 2010, and you're listening to Robert Lee Camp and the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Yes, folks, it's completely my fault. The reason, there's no excuses for being late like this, but the reason is all my fault. And if there was an excuse, it would be that my mind is so heavily fixed tonight on the upcoming Magi Fellowship Intensive. Those of you who may not be familiar, we have a group. People who love the science of the cards often feel like they want to make a commitment to doing this as part of their life's work. And we've created an organization called the Magi Fellowship, where I personally oversee the training of each individual, and I certify them to be readers and teachers of the cards. And once a year, we have a training. We have a training and an intensive, we call it. And it's happening the day after tomorrow. And with all the preparations, even though I sent out the email blast today announcing the show, I completely spaced it out. So please forgive me, all of you who are calling in with annoyed feelings. I deserve your feedback. So welcome to the show. It is September 13th, 2010. This is a show about destiny. Every day of the year is assigned a birth card and a planetary ruling card. And these cards, depending on your birthday, your card will tell you everything about you. I mean, amazing stuff that you can't even get sometimes from astrology. It's amazing. That's why astrologers absolutely love this system. It's a tool they put in their toolbox, and now they've got a whole other wealth of information to share with their customers and clients. And a source of information that's really accurate and reliable. They really come to depend on it. And it also, I mean, most people who are into astrology find this system to be just utterly useful and fascinating. And you will too. Even if you're not into astrology, this system can be very helpful for you. The cards ruling today are the Jack of Clubs and the Nine of Diamonds. It's interesting. This is the reverse of July the 6th, which is a Nine of Diamonds with a Jack of Clubs ruling card. Same two cards, but reversed. You have a combination of both cards. Jack of Clubs, extremely creative, mentally brilliant and stubborn, and Nine of Diamonds gives them sort of a soft side. And causes them to like to spend money a lot, as we've had two Nine of Diamonds presidents in a row, and our country is just spending money like they printed it up themselves. That's kind of a joke, actually, because our country did print up their own money. So what do they care if they spend it? What do they care if we're $2 trillion in debt to every country in the world? Who cares? Who's keeping track? And there's an old law, you know, there's no debtor. There's no prison for people who owe money. No prison for debtors, as they say. Which is kind of interesting because that's going to be a lot about our topic tonight, is about money and prosperity. But let me just give you a few celebrities who are born today. We have musician Fiona Apple. We have Jacqueline Bisset, the actress, and Claudette Colbert. We have musician Maurice Jarre. We have Stella McCartney, Paul McCartney's daughter. She's also a clothing designer. We have musician Dave Mustaine. And we have Ben Savage, actor Ben Savage. Happy birthday to anybody born today. I've heard that, by the way, that all the lines are full. So if you're trying to call in, you might want to wait until after the first caller, which happens after our break, actually. after our break. And which the break happens after I give a little talk here. And tonight's topic is about prosperity. I like talking about prosperity. I mean, because in my own life, I experienced an incredible transformation. I was born in a family that was poverty. My mother, to this day, is fairly poverty oriented, even though she has more money now than she ever had. There were times when my mother was on welfare, when she had to go wait in line for food, for money for food. And there were times when there wasn't enough money to, there wasn't enough food to eat in the house. And there were six of us. There were seven of us for a while, but six of us for the bulk of the time. Children. So I had every reason in the world, I have every reason in the world to have a prosperity problem. You know, because people will say, well, I have money problems because I was always in poverty. And I have the same thing. And those feelings about being in poverty are part of me. They're still inside of me. But I was able to completely change and transform my relationship with money to such an extent that I had an awakening one day, and even though nothing significant had happened externally, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I would never have a financial problem again. So this talk tonight is for those of you who are experiencing financial challenges and would like to see your prosperity grow in your life. And wouldn't it be nice to have a life where it's never about, can I afford it? It's never about, you know, do I have enough money to do this? It's more about, what do I really love to do and want to do with my time? Wouldn't it be nice to have that kind of life? You can have that. Everybody can have that. Now, some people are born with really good money prosperity. I know people that are born that way. You can see it in their astrological chart. They have Jupiter in Taurus or Jupiter in the second house. And they just always have money. And they know they are because they worked on this in a former lifetime. They developed this prosperity in a former lifetime. But if you're born without it, like I was, you're going to have to do something to get it. But the good news is it's one of the easiest things there is to do. I mean, relatively speaking, it's easy compared to other issues in life, like relationship stuff, emotional stuff, self-worth issues, and things along those lines. In my own journey, it took me a long time to make this transformation because, number one, I didn't even know I had a problem for most of my life. I didn't realize I had a poverty mentality until I was in my late 30s. And then I had this big realization but then it took a while to find the right source of information. Somehow I knew as I was searching for the truth about money that there had to be something that I did not get, something I didn't understand. And I just knew on some level that if I could understand it, then I could put it into practice and it would change my life. And that's exactly what I did. And when I found the information I was looking for, I knew it. And I knew that this was it. I could just feel it in my bones that this was the right thing. This is what I was really looking for in my life, to change my money situation. And then it was just a matter of putting it into practice. And all this is outlined, by the way, in my book, The Big Money Book. Some of you have read it. Some of you have had transformations by following what's in that book. It's not complicated. Anybody can do it. So there's a truth in the world, and it is that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And it doesn't really matter so much what people do in their life. So, like, you know, you could say, I want more money, so I saw something on TV, you know, how you can make a lot of money really fast and only cost, you know, $79 for this course or whatever, and I want to learn that. If you don't change the inner part of yourself, your relationship with money, it won't matter what external occupation you choose. It won't matter which way you go. You'll have the same results because the force within you that's pushing money away is going to always push money away regardless of what external thing you do. Even if you got lucky and you might, and people have, and you may do something like win the lottery, if you haven't changed the inner relationship to money inside of yourself, you will soon be right back where you are. And there's a book about people that won the lottery and how they, within a few years were back to being just exactly where they were before they won the lottery. So one thing you might consider is that perhaps every single person alive today has a certain capacity, an inner capacity to have. You have certain capacity, like it's okay to have so much, and it's not okay to have any more than that. And you may not be conscious of this. Most of us are completely unaware of this. But just imagine that's true, because it is true, for one thing. Start thinking in those terms. What is my capacity to have? How much is it okay for me to have? Now, you can sit here and tell yourself, oh, yeah, I could have millions of dollars. But if you're sitting there with money problems, that's not true. You think it's true, but it's not. And you have to be willing to look at yourself honestly and realize that the results you're getting in your life are a direct reflection of your relationship with your ability to have. There's an old saying, the haves and the haves not, the have-nots. It's like the rich get richer and the haves get to have more. And the have-nots get to have less. Just me saying that should give you a clue as to how this actually works. Just the haves will get to have more, and the have-nots will have less. Think about that for a minute. Ask yourself, are you a person that has, or are you a person that doesn't have? You know, ask yourself and see, which are of those two are you? Which of those two are you? Are you a have, or are you a have-not? Now, we're talking specifically about money, but this also applies to everything else in our life. The haves and have not thing. So what is it that you can do in your life that can actually make a difference? How are you going to ever have a lot of money in your life if all you think about and focus on is what you don't have? You are in the very act of saying, I don't have, I don't have, I wish I had, all this. In the very act of doing that, you are affirming to the whole universe that you don't have, and that's what gets recreated. That's what gets multiplied in your life. But even if you are the most poor person on the planet right now, there is always something in your life there that you can be grateful for. And if you want to have more money in your life, you have to be grateful for the external things, the things that money can buy, the things that were gotten by money for the most part. So you have to have a sort of a daily inventory and gratitude for exactly what it is that you want, that you already have. So no matter who, I mean, remember when this time, you know, I this is in my book, The Big Money Book, but I had never been in a situation before. I was unable to pay my rent. And I was worried so bad that I could not even sleep. And I was trying to figure out a way, but there was just no way. There was no money coming anywhere. Nobody owed me money. Nobody was calling for a reading. This was just when I was getting started with my business. There were no book sales with checks due to me. None of that. I just knew I was screwed, and I didn't know what to do. But I was so worried, you know. And I had a breakthrough, and after the breakthrough, I looked around and I realized, you know, I have so much in my life, and I'm just sitting there not being grateful for it at all. I have this beautiful computer. I had a nice guitar. I had a nice apartment. I had a car. I had all these things. But I wasn't spending any time at all taking stock of that and just appreciating what I had. And that was the trick. That was the beginning of the end of my poverty. And when I made that transformation that night, it was like a landslide of good luck. I mean, money came in the next day from all directions. in ways I had never even thought of. I had really figured it out before that, that I wasn't going to have any money come in at all. And all of a sudden, wham, it just came in like a landslide. I went from being poor to being rich, literally overnight. I mean, within a week or two of that day, I actually moved into a really big apartment that cost twice as much money as when I was living in. It was amazing. And it wasn't because anything changed externally. It was because I changed. So that's the secret. That's the secret here, is that if we're not spending some time looking at what we have and appreciating it, I'm talking about the physical things, not love, not emotions, not the weather, not, you know, God or the universe, but the stuff in your house, your car, the things you purchase, jewelry, clothing, everything material, being grateful for those things will cause that to multiply in your life. So just appreciate the things you have. Appreciate everything that you've magnetized to you and received in some way, and more will be given to you. That's as simple as it gets. You practice that. And the Big Money Book has specific practices for that that you do every day. I'm not going to be able to go into that tonight, but if you're really interested and if you're committed to that, you'll get a book like my book and practice it. And within months, or with a week, some people had breakthroughs within 4 or 5 days, your money problems could be over for the rest of your life. Okay, that ends our discussion tonight about prosperity. We're going to take a short break, and I apologize again for being late. The lines are lit up, and we'll be starting right after this song with our first caller. This song is called Seasons Change, as they do, and they're changing here in Asheville, and it's lovely. Be right back. Seasons Change. This is not available on my CD, Bhakti, but it is available on E7Thunders and 7thunders.com. All the music is, and it's very inexpensive if you're interested. Okay, we're ready to open up our phone lines. And our first caller is from Ontario. Her name is Charlotte. Her birthday, if I have it correctly, is March 2nd, 1951. She's 59 years old. Are you there, Charlotte?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's on your mind this evening, Charlotte?
Well, first of all, I agree with what you were saying. And I, too, was born into the same sort of lifestyle. Only my problem is I haven't been able to go as far as you. I will go so far, be doing quite well, and then slip. So I just actually ordered your book, The Big Money Book. I do have a couple questions, though.
Sure.
If that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
One being my life purpose, and the other is, what am I to do now?
Well, what have you done so far, Charlotte?
I have done a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. What's been your occupation?
Well, that's what I mean. I've done everything from work in factories to stores to addictions counseling, all kinds of things.
Well, you know that you're an Eight of Spades and a Nine of Hearts, I assume. You know your cards?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we can infer something from that. I mean, Eight of Spades doesn't have a particular line of work so much. It's more like just a hard worker, like a symbol for somebody who's willing to do whatever it takes to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And so living and being that example, there's also a karma with Eight of Spades that has to be resolved, and that is around control in relationships. Okay? So you've been here spiritually to work on that. Work on the desire you have to maybe dominate or control other people and let them be as they are. The Nine of Hearts has another element to that, and its highest expression is to give. And you've been doing some of that in your counseling work. It's perfect. It's like the perfect card for a counselor, Nine of Hearts. But I would say your biggest challenges lie in the area of relationships. Are you married?
Okay.
Are you married?
Am I married? No.
And do you have a significant other in your life?
No.
Well, you've been sitting on your butt for too long.
You're right. I'm stuck in a rut.
Well, if you want to stuck in the rut, you're going to have to start doing the things you're afraid to do, and relationship is number one for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You need to get back out there and jump into the frying pan and not be worried about getting burned, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Your greatest lessons in learning in life will come. In your particular case, it's paramount, okay? So this is what happens. A lot of people have such hard time with relationship that they give up at a certain point, and then they realize a few years later, I feel really dead. What happened? They don't even know what happened, you know? But they realize their life... Go ahead.
It's not that I had given up on it. I mean, I had sole custody of my two sons, and I just basically wrapped my world around them, and now they're married, and mom can get a life.
Yeah, but see, you could have had a life all along, too. Don't forget that's a possibility as well. Even though you had your sons, you could have also had a relationship, and you chose not to. See? So, you know, either way, here you are. You haven't had a relationship in a really long time, and I'm saying to you that something that would really change you and really take your life to a new level would be you to have a relationship again and get back into the learning that takes place in that form.
Okay.
All right. And you have a Five of Hearts long range this year. And you have a Three of Hearts Pluto and a Four of Hearts environment. It's time to get on it. It's time to get with it.
Okay,
Charlotte. We only have time on these shows for people to ask one question.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
It's great having you as my guest, and please call again, and we'll do another question sometime in the future.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Charlotte.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is a caller from Atlanta. Her name is Charmaine, and her birthday is November 28th, 1979. She's 30 years old. Are you there, Charmaine?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. This is my first time. Well, this is my second time actually listening to you online. I have a few of your books.
Okay.
And my question was, I'm in an Eight of Clubs, Ace of Diamonds in our Uranus period.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm obviously getting ready to wrap that up, but I have been starting to feel like I need to do something different professionally.
Yeah.
And I'm just craving for something new, something different, trying to find my value. And I know that my next year's long range period is Ace of Diamonds too, and I wanted to call to see, could you give me some insight into that? What's going on, or what do you see based upon my cards?
Well, you know, I think you're right. I think that you're being asked to start something really different and new. You know, that's the message. So sometimes the problem with that is that we're afraid to let go of what we had, you know, what we have been doing. But I don't know if that's going to be such a problem for you. I just think you need to be looking for opportunities. Look around you and say, what is going on around me that I would really like to do and make money at? You're actually good at making money. You actually have the intelligence and the business. You have sort of a built-in business ability that would come to your rescue. Maybe you need to do like an entrepreneurial type thing. You know, have your own thing going. I can't say that for sure, but it's a possibility. But what is definitely sure is that you need to get something new going on and not be doing the same thing that you have been doing. You got that?
I get that. One quick question, because I know you have other callers. Because my card is Five of Hearts and Seven of Clubs, and I've read that Five of Hearts are quite restless, which I am, and my life path is like a 2 and an 11, and that's a whole other subject. Sometimes I feel like I'm in conflict with myself. Part of me is supposed to be patient and cooperating, and then the other part of me wants to be free. And I've just never understood, and I'm a Sagittarius on top of that, I've not been able to make sense of my card placement. And
well, you know, a lot of cards and a lot of birthdays have a conflict between freedom and stability. A lot of them do. And yours is one of them. You know, you definitely have that going on. You know, freedom or stability. So the fact that that's a conflict for you points to that means that, you know, you came here to really sort this out over the course of your lifetime. And it's not going to just be like real easy and happen all of a sudden. It's going to take a while to fully understand it through your own direct experience. You understand? So,
yeah.
You know, there is no one answer for this that's right for everybody. You know, you have to find your answer. And, you know, you're a mixture of both. I mean, have you ever been married?
Never. And that has always been my desire. But, you know, it's never happened.
Well,
but then I'm
well,
really not fresh, you know.
Well, marriage is something that will absolutely take away your freedom.
Yes.
That's the reason you've successfully avoided it this long and pretended like you didn't know what you were doing.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So but there's a part of you that really wants to have, you know, a stable relationship. And so it'll come around someday and you will actually try it someday, you know? When? I don't know. Right now the focus is on your work, so I don't see it anytime soon, but maybe in the coming year, you know, perhaps.
Okay.
Maybe you'll, have more heart
code. Because next year is my Ace of Diamonds, you really do see me actually pursuing something new in terms of my work.
Absolutely. So be looking for the opportunity to present itself and be ready to jump on it when it shows up. You'll recognize it when it shows up. You won't have to think, oh, is this it? You'll know. Okay?
Okay.
So when
you
see it,
so
just be ready to act. Okay, great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest.
No problem.
Good night, Charmaine.
You too.
Okay, we're going to do one more caller before we take a short break. And next up is Chrissy from Maryland. Her birthday is June the 19th, 1974. She's 36 years old. Jack of Clubs, Nine of Diamonds. Same cards as the cards for today. Are you there, Chrissy?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Chrissy?
I think I'm fighting some allergies, but I'm good. I would like to tell you that I thank you for allowing me to talk on your show tonight and ask a question. But I had called in previously. It's about my Queen of Hearts. And you were right on the money. You told me to call back when something did happen, and it did happen. He has returned. And I ventured out and got another place to live for the two of us, but he doesn't seem to really want to be here.
Uh-huh.
Can you give me a little insight as into what that might be?
What birthday is he?
September 25th, 1980.
So he's a Libra. Yeah, I had a feeling he was the Eight of Diamonds ruling card. So, you know, he's moon to you. Did I talk about this before?
No.
About him being moon to you?
No.
When a man is moon to a woman, he has to really consider whether he wants that, because in a way he has to give up a lot of his masculinity to be in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's kind of having, you know, mixed feelings about it. It's not a conscious thing. They don't know this consciously, but they're thinking, you know, there's a thing like being moon to somebody means that you're like, they're the leader. Like, you would be the leader in the relationship. See?
I would.
You would. Yeah, you are. You are the leader of this relationship, whether you know it or not.
Oh,
and
I don't,
so,
I don't
and
feel
you're
that
the, way. I know you don't. And that's one of your problems, is you're not really willing to stand up and take responsibility for the relationship. But it goes exactly where you say it goes. And he may do it, though, because some Queen of Hearts guys, they're okay being in that role because they like being supportive. I mean, what do you want? Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids?
I want to marry him and have children and have financial and emotional stability.
Okay,
that's
so have
I
you
want.
Told have you
like,
told him
it
this?
Sounds like a really, huh?
Have you told him this?
Of course he knows it. And he tells
me. No, wait a minute. I don't want to hear that. Have you actually told him this really clearly? Hey,
yes.
I want to marry you and have kids. Have you said that to
him? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And what does he say?
He said, I'm not getting married to anybody. I don't need a piece of paper to show somebody that I love them. He said that he would never be with me in a relationship other than, like, his best friend until I overcome insecurities and jealousy and that was pretty much the sum of it.
Well, he's putting a lot on you, and that's not very manly to do that. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed for him, for his behavior, being a guy myself. He's not taking any responsibility for anything when he says that kind of stuff, okay? And that's completely wimpy. I don't mean to break his bubble, but that is so wimpy. But it is clear that he's very cautious about being with you. And the fact is, it matters. You're stronger than him, and you're always going to be the boss of the relationship. And that's what's really going on. That's what he's really concerned about. Whether he wants to be in a relationship where the woman, in this case you, is much stronger than he is.
Okay. Now, when I talked to
that's
before,
that's the real truth. Now, he may not acknowledge that, and that's okay. But that's what's really going on. Okay.
Okay. Do you see him
so
moving
now,
in with me?
All you can do is this. You can say, look, this is what I want. This is where I'm going with my life. I would love to have you with me because I adore you and I want you in my life. Are you coming or not? Easy as that. And don't listen to all that stuff he says. It's all bullshit. Okay? Don't listen
well, remember,
to it.
Do you remember speaking to me back in, like, the winter time, and you told me he would be back around, you said something in two of my birthday, which is June 19th.
Well, yeah, because there's his cards. Both of his cards are right there in your Mercury period. Yeah.
Okay. And I went and got him August 1st from where he was, and he's been here since August 1st.
You need to stand up to him and lay down the law with him yourself. And if you don't do this, you're going to suffer. But if you do that, you can get married to him before this year is over.
Okay, tell me what to do.
I already did. I explained it exactly right, perfectly. I told you exactly what to say. I even told you what to say.
Right, when I say those words to him, he's not going to say, well, goodbye.
Well, if he does, he does. And if he does, then let him go, because you're going to get married one way or the other. Okay? But if he doesn't, you know, you have to do that. You have to do it that way. That's what he's waiting for. He's secretly waiting for you to stand up and take charge. Now, you either do it or not. Okay? If it doesn't happen, it's not his fault. It's yours.
Okay. So when he tells me that I cannot control his movement, he secretly wants me to. I wanted them to come home tonight. He said he was staying at his father's, and I said, look, this is not going to work for me. You're either here or you're not. The bouncing back and forth is not going to work.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, you can be a little – Jack of Clubs can be super controlling when it comes to love, and you got to be a little careful about that. But you do have to be the one who sets the direction for the relationship, okay? Nobody likes to be, like, overly controlled. You know what I mean? But you do have to be really clear about what you want in the relationship. So, I'm going to let you go.
Well, thank you very much. You've enlightened me, and you have a wonderful evening. And I want to say that I think you moved from California to Nashville.
Yes, I'm living in Nashville now.
It's beautiful at night there, isn't it?
Oh, I love it here. It's going to be 50 degrees tonight. I can't wait.
Enjoy it.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Take care, Mr. Camp, and I'll talk to you when something else monumental happens.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Chrissy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, when we're the Sun card in a relationship, we have to stand up and be in a leadership role. If we think for a moment that the other person is calling the shots, we're missing an opportunity. That's the way it goes. And, you know, not everybody's going to follow you. Not every Moon card person is going to be there for you, but all it takes is one. Okay, a short break, and we're going to come back and take some more calls. This is called Flying. That song was called Flying, and it's available on my website. Our next call tonight is from Minnesota. Her name is Leanne, born February 16th, 1954. Nine of diamonds, four of diamonds, 56 years old. Are you there, Leanne?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello? Little faint, but yes.
Okay. And it's the 15th, not the 16th.
Ah, okay, that's good to know. That makes a world of, that makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
So now you're a 10 of diamonds and a 3 of clubs.
That's me.
Okay, so what's on your mind tonight, Leanne?
Okay, 10 years ago I had sort of dreamed this book and I'd written it and started to do the pictures. Each picture is a painting. And this year it got moving again and I finished all the paintings. It's a children's book and it's a book of unconditional love. And, so I'm at the point now where it's ready to go out to find a way to be published. And I have a couple agents and people are giving me ideas. And then I looked at, I'm in my Saturn period just started a couple days ago and I'm like, do I not do that now? Do I wait?
Well, because I wouldn't necessarily wait because you've felt the urge. You know it, and it's time to do it. You might just lower your expectations for what might happen in this period.
Mm-hmm.
But know at the same time that it might be absolutely essential for you to start right now for your ultimate success. Okay?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I've got this Six of Heart thing going on, which seemed to be, you know, like sharing love, which this book really does.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Seem like
yeah. Well, it's like your mission. It's like your mission. You have a mission
it's
for it.
It's like a mission. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I see really good cards coming up in Uranus and Neptune. So I think you need to get started now, but you may not get the success you're looking for until after the Saturn period. But at the same time, you have a Ten of Spades now, and your Saturn cards, you know, they're actually good, you know, so it could happen even during the Saturn period.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wouldn't hesitate. I would keep going.
Great. It feels right to go. And then when I saw it, Saturn, I'm going
to. Yeah. Cool. No, I understand. So I'm glad you called and, I support you starting now.
Great. Thank you.
I see that. You're very welcome, and thanks for being my guest tonight.
Yep, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
All right, Leanne, take care.
Okay, yep.
Interesting that Leanne is the Three of Clubs ruling card, which is the author card, and here she is writing a book. And interestingly enough that our next caller, Maddie from Tampa, Florida, where I grew up, is also a Three of Clubs. She's a Scorpio, November 17th, 1968. Are you there, Maddie?
This is my first time calling, and I'm very grateful I was able to connect with you tonight.
Great.
We've been in Tampa for 2 years, my husband, myself, and my children, and it's been a little bit difficult for us. We've been extremely homesick. Both of sides of our families are originally from New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And it's been very hard. We just really, really a lot of homesickness. Children always asking, when can we go back to be closer to family? And now that I am in Tampa, I know that we were brought here for a reason, and we're probably going to be here for another year. But just wanted to see if you had any insights into whether there was a move planned in my future within the next year or two, and maybe where that location might be.
Well, there's not a lot of strong move cards this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to be here at least for another year to 18 months.
Next year, there are some indications. It looks strong, a lot stronger after next year, after this year, for sure.
Right.
So, but you know, this isn't really a question that you need to ask because you know you're going to move when it's time to move, don't you?
Yeah, I know we brought the camper for a reason.
Well, yeah, maybe you haven't found that reason yet. Maybe you haven't experienced what that reason is just yet. So maybe that's still to come, and maybe, you know, because this could be a good year for you.
Right,
Right now, you know.
Right.
So.
Is there any indication maybe what area we might move back to, or which state or anything? Or
no, the cards don't, as far as I know, the cards don't give you a location.
Okay.
I've never been able to get a location. You can only see that there's a move or not, and if it's a big move or a minor move, you know, you can kind of see that sometimes, and this looks like a big move for you.
Okay.
Coming up.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being my guest, Natty. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. And next up is one of the rarest cards in the deck. It only has one birthday, and that is the Queen of Spades. And this is Anne from New Jersey, who's born January the 2nd, 1963. Are you there, Anne?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Do you remember speaking with me a couple weeks ago?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. You talk to a lot of people.
I guess
I was, like, maybe asking you some questions about what, I don't know, what you could tell me in terms of direction in my life as to making money. Because I identify so much with what you said about yourself growing up and the struggle your family went through with money. And, you know, I was doing okay for some time, and now it's just, you know, sort of up in the air for me.
Well,
I can go in any direction, I suppose.
Do you think you have a problem with prosperity or not?
It's hard to say, you know. I don't really feel like it's hard for me.
Well, what I'm saying is, has this been an ongoing thing, or is it just something that's just happened recently for the first time?
I would say it's been happening for the last 2 years. You know, not throughout my whole life. My whole life, I've always been able to make money and stay pretty consistent in having money and experiences with able to, you know, enjoy life. And
yeah,
I enjoy life now.
Your card, you don't have any diamonds in your card. You know, you're a Queen of Spades and a King of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Queen of Spades has this issue around money that they have a hard time receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And maybe this is the first time you've ever seen it in your life. You know, it's never really shown up before. And I mean, I was in my late 30s when I realized I had an issue with money. But it's common for Queen of Spades to gets their nose stuck to the grindstone and not look up and for anything bigger. I think I told you this before.
No, I don't remember you saying that.
Well, maybe not, but I normally would, because it's a common Queen of Spades trait. So the thing is, I would look at it and see, you know. I do not believe that prosperity problems come from the economy. You know, I know that to be a fact. It's not some external thing that's governing the money you have. It's an internal thing. Because anybody can make a lot of money during any economy. You know, anybody who wants to. And my business always goes...
Yeah, I believe that.
You know, my business has always been the same regardless
of... Anytime.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I believe that there's opportunity in any type of economy for most people.
Yeah, but I'm saying even more than that. Not about opportunity, but about if you're a person that can really let money come into you really easily and graciously, money will always be there no matter what the economy is doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the truth. So I would suggest you try. I would suggest you put some energy into working on your prosperity consciousness and see what happens. Yeah, go read my book. I mean, there you go. You got something right there in front of you. Why not read that and put it into practice? You may notice a big change within just a week or so. You know.
Okay.
And once you understand how money actually works, and this is what it was for me, once I saw that there was these definite laws regarding money, and I understood how they work for the first time in my life, I knew I was going to be able to overcome it, even though I hadn't done it yet. I just knew it. because it made sense. It absolutely made sense. And I think you'll feel the same way because you're highly intelligent. You know what I mean? You'll recognize it.
Yeah.
So you know, invest like $15, whatever, and get the book and start reading it and put it into practice and see what happens.
And I could get it on your website, right?
Yeah, it's on the website. Somebody actually already ordered it since I started talking tonight. She called in just a few calls ago. This could be a transformational experience for you. Really, literally in the next few days. So my suggestion
is... Well, I'm going to order it tonight.
You know, why not?
So
because, you know, everything
you
in
that.
Life, everything in our life,
yeah.
we're the one who puts the brakes on, you know, for everything in our life. We're the ones who says whether it's okay to have a lot or just to have a little. We're the ones who make that choice, even though it's not usually a conscious choice. And so anything you can do to open that up for yourself will bring nothing but good fortune to you. Okay?
Yes,
so good luck. Good luck. I look forward to hearing
your
results.
Thank you. I just was wanting to ask you about the Queen of Spades. I mean, is there any role or anything that we, I mean, as my card, is there like...
You're a natural born leader. You should be in leadership. You should be managing a business or running your own operation. No doubt about it.
Well, yeah. Operating my own operation sounds more like a...
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Whatever you can imagine. You know, but you're a person that's equipped to be a leader, not a follower.
Yeah,
stop working for other people. Get your own thing going.
Yeah.
Have people working for you.
Yeah, well that's the concept. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, but thank you for calling
again,
Anne. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, Robert. I'll order your book. Thank you.
Okay, very good. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I hope you guys are listening out there. Any of you that are not having the kind of prosperity you want in your life, now is the time to get that handle so you can get on with the harder things in life. Okay, our next caller is Dennis from Las Vegas. He's called before. His birthday is September 17th, 1954. He's having a birthday here in just a couple of days. Are you there, Dennis?
Hi, Robert.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Well, my question is, I have a 7-year change coming up this Friday, and I want to know what I should be looking for, what trends in my
card. Okay, well, your long-range card for the 7 years is a Queen of Clubs. So that has many possible meanings, but the one that seems to strike me first is that you would be working in a more service capacity with information than you have been in the past for the next 7 years.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really?
And
you get that from the Six of Diamonds or Environment card or the Two of Diamonds?
I guess you weren't listening. I specifically was talking about the Queen of Clubs, and I mentioned it
I
said it.
Right. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. So that is generated from the Queen of Clubs. Okay.
That,
what about my planetary ruling card?
That's a King of Hearts. So you know what that means.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And you know, but it could be a new wrinkle because this is something new that's not there. I mean, are you planning to have more kids, Dennis?
Well, I'm 56, and that would be out of the question. So.
Oh, okay. You've already tied your tubes or something?
No, I had my prostate removed.
All right.
So.
Well, then you have to select the other meaning of it, which is about, you know, having a lot of sex.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
No, that's, you know, somebody's got, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. You know, so.
Indeed.
What a job.
All righty.
Yeah.
How's Asheville?
Asheville is just, I just love it here. I had been away so long that I didn't really think about it too much. And it wasn't until I got back that I realized, you know, I really, really love it here. It was that kind of experience, you know, coming back. It's like, wow. And I'm so glad to be here now. And, you know, my house, we fixed it up. It's going to be a really nice place to live. And it's just, it's got a lot of benefits, and I'm enjoying it. So thanks for asking. Appreciate it.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right, Dennis. Great to have you on the show, and have a great birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
All right. You too. Take care, Dennis. Okay, we're going to end our show tonight now, and thank you all for listening. It's been great. I, again, apologize for being late. I hopefully will not be late next week. Who knows? It's the first time I've been late, though. In all honesty, it's the first time I messed up. Seth called me for the show. He goes, and I said, why you call me? We're not having a show tonight. That's what I said to him. So thank you all for bearing with me, and I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week with a new topic. After the intensive, I'll probably have some juicy things to share, inspirational thoughts that we get from being together as a group, the Magi Fellowship. Hope you guys have a great evening, and we'll see you next Monday. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गोदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गोदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गोदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि प्रचोदयात्।
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Deyo Yona Prachodayam.